United States citizens of Latin American ancestry could influence the U.S. elections on November 4th. On that day, Americans will vote for members of the House of Representatives, a third of the Senate, and state and local positions around the country. In states like California, Latinos are an important group of voters for the Democratic Party. But both Democrats and Republicans face a challenge in getting their vote. Latino activists recently signed up new voters at a citizenship ceremony. They were seeking new U.S. citizens like Roberto Hernandez. He registered to vote with help from his son Jose, who is already a citizen and a voter. Roberto Hernandez wants a bigger voice for the millions of undocumented people living in the country. Here, his son speaks his words in English.
You know, better things for the undocumented, for the immigrants, you know, give them an opportunity. No discrimination, you know, we should all be treated equal.
In 2008 and 2012, many Latino voters supported President Barack Obama, a Democrat who promised immigration reform. However, the president faced strong opposition from congressional Republicans. They have demanded a secure border and oppose amnesty, or pardons, for illegal immigrants. Latino activists are largely Democrats. Many of them are angry. Activists from the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles expressed their displeasure at a press conference. They discussed the situation Latino families face, with some Latinos who are U.S. citizens and others who are in the country illegally. Lauren Diegues is a citizen and a voter, but her grandfather and an uncle risk being expelled from the country. She says she is unhappy with the president.
I am, because now that I lived it, now I know how other families feel.
Dean Bonner is with the Public Policy Institute of California. The research group is not linked to a political party. He says Hispanics in California are usually Democrats, with smaller numbers of Republicans and independents. But he says Californian Hispanics are evenly divided among conservative, liberal, and moderate voters. He says President Obama's popularity has dropped, and that could hurt Democrats in the election.
We've been seeing a steady erosion of the his approval among Latinos. While 3 in 4 right before the election in 2012 were approving of his job performance, today that number is 50%.
Activists for Hispanics say voters support politicians who show interest in their concerns. In issues such as the economy, education, health care, and immigration. Hector Barreto is with the Hispanic Business Roundtable Institute. He says Latinos could influence the election results in many states.
Colorado, for example, has a large Hispanic population. North Carolina has. Even Arkansas has an Hispanic population. So again, neither one of those two parties can take those for granted. And Hispanics will continue to play a pivotal role in every election, whether that be local, state, or national, whether it be midterm or presidential.
Hispanic voters were 8% of the electorate nationwide 2 years ago. However, fewer than half of those who registered actually voted. Activists are working to register more Latino voters and are urging them to vote. I'm Mario Ritter. Words in this story. Challenge, noun, a difficult task or problem. Undocumented, adjective, describes someone without necessary documents to be in a country legally. Amnesty. Noun, a pardon, a release from punishment. Independents, people not registered with a major party in the United States. Register, verb, to have one's name officially placed on a list of people permitted to vote in an election or take part in an educational program. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.